Kellen, when we spoke here on Monday after the first day's play, I don't think we'd have expected to be talking about a victory, and it says everything about how deep this side was willing to dig this week.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be up there with, in terms of wins in my time at this club as a player and as a coach, it's definitely up there, you know, to concede 498 runs. I mean, at the end of the first day, I think there was a spell by Henry on that last evening there. And I think from that point onwards, the performance that these guys have put in over the remaining 3 days has been immense. And yeah, I mean, we have those times in the season where it's been tough and we've had to learn really quickly. But, you know, for a team to get 498 and then for us to, well, I think at the end of that first day, we're thinking we're just going to have to bat ourselves, you know, to make sure that we don't find ourselves on the wrong end of a result here. Dominic Sibley, I mean, I don't have many words, many more words to say. He spent, what, 370 overs on the field, double 100 and 100, and 100 in a, you know, in a tight run chase. What was really impressive, even last night, that spell of bowling last night from Ollie and Gaz, Jeets and Brooksy was pretty important to how this game panned out and how this day panned out. And I thought, you know, Joe Clark's batted beautifully both innings, but Ollie again this morning, how we bowled to pick up those wickets. And at lunch we said this is our final window, we've literally got to get two wickets in this first 40 minutes for us to have a chance to put knots under pressure, and if we do it the right way, we take one result out of the game. And the way we sort of dissected that chase after, you know, tactically thinking about how we're going to break up 2 hours of cricket in that final session, you know, Rhodes and Sibley again just settling the nerves, another great partnership for them, Sibs doing what he does and Rhodesy obviously being that brilliant foil to Sibs' method. And then, you know, Mickey B promoting him at the order. All the tactics that we talked about really came to fruition at the right time, and in the end, quite a comfortable win for us. There's some happy people there, some tired people, you know, coming off the back of six sessions in the dirt against Essex. They can be pretty proud of that achievement.
And it takes you up to six in the table. You'd love to finish above Surrey as well. And just say, so when people say, oh, if two had gone down, then you'd have been in trouble. It would be good to finish top six with all that you've had to get through this year, injuries, and there have been more in this game.
Yeah, I think this team has done nothing but punch above its weight. And to finish out of that top two, yeah, we'll stop people from saying, well, you know, you're lucky that it's only one that goes down this year. The fact is, only one goes down this year. We can't get away from that fact. We want to finish stronger than bottom two, absolutely. And now we're in that position. We've got Yorkshire next week. We've got a couple of days to recoup. We've got a couple of niggles, which has been the way things have gone this year. You know, George Garrett's the tweaked a quad, so, you know, it puts him under pressure for the next game. And you know, Sammy Hayne got hit on the head there, so we just got to monitor that and make sure that he's in the right place, passes all the right tests to get him in. And obviously Matt Lamb tweaked his side when he was bowling. So there's a couple of things that we need to just get over in the next couple of days, but that's no different to what we've had to do all season. And the guys have kept coming back and putting in performances like that. It just shows that four-day cricket is played over 4 days, and, you know, to knock those runs off with a couple of overs to spare is testament to those guys.
I was saying on commentary yesterday that Dominic Sibley hasn't so much given the selectors a nudge as kicking him in the shins here. He would be very unlucky if he isn't on the party for New Zealand when it's announced next week.
Oh, absolutely. If there's talk about resting certain players for that series, I think it doesn't count as part of the Test Championship, so if there's an opportunity to do it, brilliant. Having said that, regardless of whether or not they're going to rest players, he's the best one red ball opener in the country, and he's shown that back end of last year, all of this year. His monumental efforts of mental strength and technique, of, you can't deny, you've got someone who knows how to score runs and knows how to bat long periods of time. And he's absolutely justified in pushing a case, and like you say, smashing the door down, and I hope that's the case.